This is Breakfast with Dan and Jenny on ABC Newcastle.
Now, wearing a mask indoors has become second nature for a lot of us very quickly, might I add. It's only been a few weeks. But after having your mask on indoors all day, it becomes a bit of a relief, doesn't it, when you get the chance to take it off. If you've got a packet of disposable masks, though, you are probably going through them pretty quickly, depending on how long you wear them for. I wear one a day because I'm only in the office for a few hours wearing one. But if you're wearing two for, you know, four-hour periods, you're using two a day.
And chances are, once you've used it, you'll chuck it in your bin. It goes to landfill. And frankly, that seems like the best-case scenario because I'm seeing them all over the place, on the ground, in the gutters. They can be recycled, and I was surprised to find that, to be honest. You can't, though, chuck them in your yellow-lidded bin. Plastic-free Port Stephens has found a way of doing this. Chantel Grecian is a spokesperson for that group. Morning, Chantel.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you today?
Well, thank you. How can these disposable masks be recycled?
Look, what we've done is we've actually partnered up with Salamander Recycling Centre and received some funding from the Mayor of Port Stephens, Ryan Palmer. And we actually put in a recycling hub from TerraCycle. So we have a range of different bins. One of the bins is specifically for PPE, so protective equipment, including face masks. And then those bins, when they're full, they're collected by TerraCycle and they actually recycle. So what we're able to do is provide a central hub for the Port Stephens community to recycle their masks, and they can also recycle clothing, aluminium foil from hairdressers, we can recycle plastic gloves. I mean, there's a whole range of stuff that you couldn't normally put through your recycling in your household. And it's able to help us track how much waste is in the community as well, but it also gives our community a central place to bring their recycling. It keeps it off the streets now to landfill.
I've been wondering ever since the pandemic really hit us in March last year, what could be done with them? How much research, how long did it take for you to figure out they could actually be recycled?
Look, we have a really great relationship with the guys at TerraCycle, and they have done quite a lot of research in terms of how various items can be recycled and what they can be recycled into. So it's really sort of, I guess, the credit goes to them in terms of being able to provide us with such a flexible range of items that can be recycled, and then they in turn turn it into, goodness, anything from furniture to roads to... The list is unbelievable.
I was wondering, Jen, why we're not seeing these collection points for masks and PPE everywhere right now, frankly. Why aren't we seeing them in more places?
Look, I think it could be a council per council discussion. I know that with our council, they've got a very strong focus on sustainability. So, you know, it really was a no-brainer for them to come on board and help support what we are doing. I mean, we're a group of community members who just saw an opportunity to try and improve our own community, and there's nothing stopping anybody in any area doing the same.
Cost might be a barrier, though. What does it cost?
Look, it wasn't overly ridiculous. We are a not-for-profit. It was an alliance between, as I said, our mayor and a recycling centre. Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you the exact cost, but it's not prohibitive.
Good.
Okay. Chantel, thanks for telling us about how this works for plastic-free Port Stephens. That drop-off point is at the Salamander Bay Recycling Centre, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Chantel, thank you very much. For more on how you can even collect items of that nature and what happens to them, Jen Walker is here, and Jen's from TerraCycle, the group that's helped Plastic Free Port Stephens with this. G'day, Jen.
Morning. How are you going, Jen?
Well, thank you. How challenging is it to recycle masks and products of this type that are potentially contaminated?
It is challenging. We don't take hazardous waste, so we're just taking the masks that Dan is wearing, not you. Well done, Jen. So we just take the preventative masks and gowns and gloves.
But you don't know COVID in the community, a mask could show up.
We quarantine them. Okay. So when we get them in the boxes, we leave them for a couple of months before we touch them. But yeah, it is tricky to pull them apart. That's why they're not accepted in your curbside recycling. But we've been doing it for quite a few years now.
When you say pull them apart, can all of it be recycled, including the elastic strings that go around the ears?
Yes. That's right. So it's mainly disposable masks are mainly three components. You've got the metal, you've got the elastic, and you've got the polypropylene plastic. So they need those materials need to be separated, but obviously once we've got them separated, we can recycle all of them.
Chantelle gave us a bit of an idea of, I think, did she mention roads? What happens to it? How do you make something new out of that?
Depending on what it is. So the material, the metal, obviously, we smelt that down. That can be used in a range of things. The elastic gets ground down, so that can be things like softball in a playground. And then the PPE plastic can, all sorts of stuff. We usually use it for industrial applications, for things like pallets or bollards, garden furniture. Quite a wide range of things.
I love that my soft plastic that I take back to the supermarket becomes park benches. So that is part of the process too?
Yes. It's the same process.
This collection point in Port Stephens is the only one that we're aware of in our region. I imagine that you are able to make more available if people want them. TerraCycle is the
place. Yes, anyone can buy one.
All right, Jen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jen Walker there from TerraCycle.